弟兄们平安。
Good morning, brother and sister.
我们今天要继续的来思想保罗的祷告。
And today we continue to think about Paul's prayer.
我们上一次一起思想了保罗祷告，我们特别的讲到保罗祷告的态度。
And last time when we talked about Paul's prayer, we also talked about his attitude.
他祷告的是马上去祷告，而且是持续的祷告。
And his prayer is immediately and continuously.
然后我们把我们的焦点放在 保罗祷告的内容上面。
And now we're going to put focus on the content of the prayer.
我们上次特别讲到，保罗是要我们每一个做基督徒的，你祷告是要满心知道神的旨意。
And last time we talked about Paul. When Paul prayed, we need to understand God's will.
这是一个起点。
And that's the beginning.
那我们知道了神的心意以后，那我们就要什么？就要按照神的心意行出来。
After we know God's will, we have to follow His will.
也就是讲，神的旨意要指导我们每天的生活和实践。
And in other words, that we get to use God's will to guide our daily life.
那我们怎么样才能够体现出我们已经知道了神的旨意而愿意行出来呢？
How do we know God's will and how do we show?
那是我们今天要一起来思想的。
And this is our main topic today.
看看保罗是怎么说的。
And let's look at what Paul said.
这是第一个方面。
And that's the first point.
第二方面，我们要来看一看保罗的祷告不仅包括祈求，也包括感恩。
The second part, we look at Paul's prayer not only for asking but also for thanksgiving.
那他感恩什么呢？
What are you thankful for?
我们常常也祷告。
And we pray frequently as well.
我们常常的祷告是说，主啊，你能够帮我实现这件事。
And most times when we pray, we ask Lord to do something for us.
但是保罗祷告说，我们要按照神的旨意来行我们每一天的路。
But when Paul pray, he has to ask to follow God's will.
我们常常希望说，神啊，你改变你定的旨意，你按照我们要求来实现吧。
A lot of times when we pray, we ask God to change His mind and follow our mind.
这个里边实际上一个关键点就在于，我们这个人是以自己为中心，而我们信了耶稣，要以耶稣基督为中心。
And that's the difference. When we by ourselves, we put ourselves first. But when we become Christian, we put Christ first.
好，我们今天就要来看看保罗是怎么教导当时的哥罗西教会的圣徒们。
And let's look at how Paul teach Colossian churches.
对我们今天的基督徒来讲，我们应该怎么样从这里边有学习有长进
？And how can we learn as a Christian today?
我们再有一点的祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们一起来到你的面前，我们敬拜你。
Dear Father, we come in front of you and worship you.
当我们打开你话语的时候，你的话借着你的灵再一次的向我们的心说话。
When we open your Bible, you use the Holy Spirit and talk to us.
主啊，你向我们的心说话，让我们能够明白祷告的真意。
Lord, when you talk into our heart, we understand the true meaning of prayers.
我们不仅仅有圣经的知识。而是有实际的行动。
Not only we have the knowledge of Bible, but we also have the action.
我们也要真正知道我们感恩的是什么。
We also truly understand what are we thankful for.
还是在这边跟弟兄姐妹分享神的话的时候，主你就使用孩子，不过是一个管道。
When I share your words, please use me as a channel.
让你的话能够畅通无阻地流进每一个弟兄姐妹的心中。
Let your word flow into all our brothers and sisters with no hindrance.
让我们力上加力，恩上加恩，行走每一天跟随主的路。
Let us bear all the blessing and walk in your way.
让我们无论是说的、听的，都同盟一处，同的造就。
No matter what we hear, what we say, it's all from you.
我们这样的祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In your praise, Amen.
阿们。好，我们来看今天的经文。
Let's read the scripture today. And we know about Paul's prayer is about asking. What did he ask him for?
首先他祈求说要让每一个跟随主的人满心知道神的旨意。
The first thing he asks is whoever know him to grow in the knowledge of God's will.
我们知道了神的旨意，这是一个因，然后我们的果是什么呢？我们就要行事为人蒙他的喜悦。
The result will be to living a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
我们来看这段的经文是这么说的，他说好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦。
So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
行事为人是中文是叫行事为人，有四个字，是不是？
I mean the Chinese, there's only four words for walking in a manner of worthy.
在英文里边就一个字，就是 walk。
Oh, in English, it's only one word, walk.
所以有的时候你看我们中文的字表达的意思比英文的字更加的丰富，更加的能够使我们体会到我们应该如何在每天的生活实践中对得起主。
So in the Chinese, there's four rich words in English and describing how can we walk in the Lord.
那这句话的意思就是告诉我们说我们的生活与耶稣基督为我们所做的是一致的。
What I mean over here is what our living is the same as what God asking us.
比如讲主为我的罪而死，那我们怎么跟他一致什么，我们就不要再去犯罪。
For example, God have died for our sins, so we can't sin again and again.
一个真正认识主的人是一个行事为人对得起主的。
A true believer of God will walk in God.
我们最终是要向我们的主负责任的。
We have to be responsible to our Lord.
而不是说我在人的面前说得过去就可以了。
It's not just what we can do in front of people.
在人情事理方面过得去就可以了。
And not just because we're okay with people is fine.
因为我们的信仰不仅仅是重视信，更重视信了以后的行，行所产生出来的果效。
Because our belief is not just belief itself, but also the action and behavior after belief.
因此我们都常常地记得主耶稣在马太福音里边讲的那句话，他说凡听见我的话就去行的，就好比一个聪明人将房子盖在磐石上。
So just like the man who says that whoever hear my word and practice it,It's just like building a house on a solid foundation.
Yeah, 雅各也特别的强调这一点。他说听得到不去行道的话，就是自己欺骗自己。
And if you heard the gospel but did not practice the gospel, you are lying to your own self.
所以我们必须将我们的信和我们的行连接在一起。
So we have to connect between our belief and our behavior.
所以保罗在以弗所书，我向大家都很熟悉的一句话，他说既然我们蒙召了，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
And so just like the Paul in the Ephesians, that when we get called, we have to be consistent.
所以我们常常都在查考圣经。
So many times when we examine the Bible,
我们知道神对我们的要求是什么。
And we know what is required from God to us.
但是我们常常，我们知道是一回事，我们行又是另一回事。
But most of the time we know about it, but we didn't really have the same behavior.
因此凡事要蒙他喜悦，要每行事为人对得起主的时候，我们常常要自己去反省，就是我这一段时间有哪些事情是对不着主的。
So frequently we have to repent and examine ourselves whether there is anything that we didn't do right with God.
我讲这个请弟兄姐妹反省，我自己首先要反省。
Before I ask your brother and sister to repent, I have to examine myself first.
当你安静下来思想自己过去所做的事的时候，你会发现有很多的事情是没有做在神的心意中的。
when you have thought about a lot of things that you have done in the past, maybe there's a lot of things that you didn't done in God's will.
换句话讲就是说是对不起主的。
In other words, that you are not doing right with God.
因为我们知道我们在这个地方聚会，我们在这边一起敬拜主，我们是得享受的。
And then we know that when we're able to worship over here is a blessing for us.
但是从属灵的角度看到什么？这是有征战的。
But in the spirit, there's a fight.
所以撒旦不喜欢看到教会的弟兄姐妹生命的成熟高举基督。
And so just like Satan does not like to see us to mature in God.
渴慕神的话，愿意遵照神的话去做。
And if you really looking forward to God's word and follow God's word.
这就是神在这边保罗这边说的，我们知道了神的心意，我们就要行出来。
And it's what Paul says over here, once we know God's will, we have to walk in it.
因为我们要常常的要想到我们是为主而活。
And we have to think frequently, we don't live for the Lord.
所以你做一件事，你可以问问主说，主啊，你同意不同意我做这件事？
So when you do one thing, you have to ask God, are you agreeing for me to do this?
我们没有信耶稣以前，我们这人是以自己为中心的。
Before we believe in Jesus, we put ourselves in the center.
信了耶稣以后呢，我们就开始转变了，以神为中心。
After we believe in Christ, we transfer to put Christ in the center.
所以从以自己为中心到以神为中心，这是一个转变。
So from putting ourselves in the center to from putting Christ in the center, that's transformation.
求神怜悯我们，使我们在每天所做所行的事上面，我们都常常要来想，我这件事是不是讨神的喜悦。
So whatever we do every day in our life, we have to frequently ask, do we please our God?
我想我们每一个人都在生活中间有很多的经历会告诉我们说什么叫讨喜悦。
So a long time we probably have experience and example of how to please God.
如果两个青年人在热烈的恋爱中的时候，他会想到的是怎么讨对方的喜悦。
Just like two young people when they're madly in love, and they will think about how to make the other person happy.
如果夫妇之间他们的关系是融洽的时候，夫妇之间会想的是我怎么样讨对方的喜悦。
Same for the relationship between husband and wife, and they will constantly think how to please each other.
因此，同样的，我们在跟神在一起的时候，在跟耶稣基督一起的时候，我们要常常思想怎么样讨神的喜悦。
The same thing when we are in with our God, we have to constantly think about how we can please our God.
我记得我小的时候，我们家有六个孩子。
I remember when I was young, there are 6 children in my family.
我是老大。
I'm the oldest one.
所以家里边有很多事，我必须要带头去做。
So there's a lot of things I have to start.
特别是父母不在家的时候，我更要带着弟弟妹妹一起做。
Especially when my parents are not around, I have to start to get my sibling to do.
今天上海有地铁。
Nowadays, there is a railroad in Shanghai.
所以从我们家到南京的武汉路很快，大概二十几分钟就可以到了。
So it's very fast from my city to other major city in China, like Wuhan.
所以那个时候，父母去淮海路一次要坐公交车，会很久才会回来。
In the past, the parents had relied on bus and it took a long time for them to get home.
所以父母不在家的时候，我就领着弟弟妹妹把晚饭做好，被子铺好，房间打扫干净。
So when the parents are not home, I have to leave my brother and sister and do all the chores like cooking and making the bed.
那做这些是什么？是希望讨父母的喜悦，因为父母回家会带好东西给我们吃。
And the reason why I do that is because I want to please my parents, because when they came home, they usually bring goodies for me.
所以在我们每天的生活中间，我们都是在讨人的喜悦，或者讨什么的喜悦。
So every day that in our daily life, we either please people or please God.
如果我们能够做事常常想到我要怎么样去讨神的喜悦的时候，我们很多的事情我们就会做得很谨慎，按照神的话去行。
If we truly follow God's word and we think about how to please God, we will do things more carefully.
这是一个过程，是一个渐进的过程。
And this is the process.
如果按照上帝的标准，我们很多事是不讨他喜悦的，但是上帝还是很忍耐我们。
According to God's standard, probably a lot of what we do does not follow His standard, but God is very patient for us.
因此说，我们从现在开始，我们就要常常的提醒自己，我做一件事的时候，我是不是讨他的喜悦。
So from now on, we have to constantly ask ourselves, are we pleasing God?
这是我们讲的第一点，就是保罗说，行事为人要对得起主，凡事讨他喜悦。
And that is the first point. Everything you have to please God.
第二点就是讲，我们讨他喜悦表现在什么地方呢？保罗在这边说了，我们要多结果子，多知道神。
And also the next point is to bear fruit in every good work.
在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
Bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
我们常常的听弟兄姐妹讲，说我们不仅是用口来传福音，我们更是要以我们的行为来传福音。
Many times we hear brothers and sisters say, when we share the gospel, not only from our words, but from our behavior.
所以为什么说我们常常给我们的亲人传福音比较难呢？
And this is why it's hard to share gospel with our family members.
因为你的家庭成员从小看你长大。
Because your family members have seen your growth from when you were young.
如果你只是在口头上能够把福音讲清楚，而没有在你的生活中间表现出福音所改造，使你的生命得到改进的话，你的家人是很难接受福音的。
It is very hard for your family member to accept Lord because when you share gospel, even you share very clearly, they cannot see the transformation in your life.
有的时候我们就可以问问啊，因为我做传道人嘛，有的时候我就会问一句啊，还没有信主的另一半，我说你看没看见你的信主的另一半有改变？
So a lot of time we ask people who share the gospel.Have you seen the transformation of yourself?
客气一点的，他说有一点，有一点；不客气的，他说我也没看出来。
So if people are kind, they will say maybe a little bit. If people are not kind, say nothing. I can see.
所以我们信了，不仅仅是在口头上、脑子里边，而是这个信是要改变，使我们的行为更能够表现出耶稣基督那美好的品格来。
So our belief is not just from our mouths and our brain, but from our behavior and the transformation.
我想圣经里边有很多关于结果子的事情。
And in the Bible, there's a lot of scripture about bearing fruit.
那在这里他讲，在一切的善事上要多结果子。
Over here, it says bearing fruit in every good work.
那个善事就是好的行为。
What is good work is a good behavior.
善事，做善事好的行为，是里边新生命的自然的流露。
Doing a good work and good behavior is naturally come from a new life.
不是出于自己的天性和力量。
It's not come from us naturally.
而是靠神的力量而行。
It is the power of God.
是靠圣灵的大能而行。
It's the power of Holy Spirit.
因此圣经里边有很多的教导，比如讲我们就像枝子结在葡萄树上面。
So there's a lot of teaching like we are the grape.
枝子只有结在葡萄树上面才能够结果子。
Only you grow on the vine, you can bear fruit.
如果这个枝子跟葡萄树有间隔的话，你果子肯定结不出来的。
If there's no connection with the branch on the vine, you can bear fruit.
就像刚才祷告的弟兄说的那样，我们的罪使我们跟上帝隔开。
Just like the prayer we had earlier, our sin separate us from God.
那结果子的范围是非常广泛的。
Bearing fruit is a very broad.
一般来讲有三个方面。
And there are three areas.
比如讲对我们自己来讲，什么叫你有果子结出来呢？
So for instance, for ourselves, what does that mean for bearing fruit?
比如讲结字。谦和、忍耐、忠心。
So like being patient, humble, and being loyal.
那么比如讲就讲节制来讲
just like the bearing fruit，
我们很多的时候我们都会热衷于某一些事情而不能节制自己。
And for a lot of time that we are so passionate about something, we can't control ourselves.
小妹常常的提醒我，她说时间到了，你该去睡觉了。
My wife a lot of time reminds us it's time to go sleep.
如果说等会儿，我还有东西没看完。
He said, wait a minute, I have something else to see.
那这些东西现在不看可不可以？
And the question is, if you don't see those right now, would that be okay?
如果我不准时睡觉，早上就起不来。
If I don't go to bed on time, I won't be able to wake up on time.
这就是一个节制。
And that is a control.
什么东西都可以做，但是不都对你有好处。
And many things that you can do, but you have to think about whether that benefit you.
所以我们每一个人都可以想一想，我在实践的运用上，是不是按照神的心意说，我有节制，把时间用在很宝贵的事情上面。
So we can think about our time management, whether we have done things that we have self-control.
所以我做这件事，我用这段时间做了这件事，是不是讨神喜悦呢？
So do I use the time to do the things that please God?
这是我们讲好行为的，对自己来说，什么叫我们有好行为？
And that's called the good work toward our own self.
对神来讲好行为是什么呢？就是我们要有敬拜的果子。
So to God, the good work is to bearing the fruit of worship.
我们要认罪、赞美、祷告。
We have to repent, worship, and pray.
我们要感恩、口唱心和的尊崇上帝。
And we be thankful, we have to respect our Lord.
我不知道弟兄姐妹是不是知道，我们是祭司。祭司做什么事情？祭司就要向上帝献上祭物，向上帝献祭。
And like by your system, that we are the priests, and we have to send our offering.
我们在一起开口高声向上献、向上、向神献上祷告、献上赞美的时候，就是献上赞美的祭。
When we together we send our prayers and our worship, it is the offering that we send to our God.
那好的行为对人来讲是什么呢？
So what is the good behavior of other people?
也就是讲我们在见证，特别是我们做教导的弟兄姐妹，我们的教导要正确，然后彼此弟兄姐妹彼此之间要有鼓励关怀。
And we have to be encouraging of each other and caring for each other and then being the testimony.
施手而接待肢体，
And then to condemn together.
同情人。
And to be很 compassionate.
就是与哀哭的同哭，与喜乐的同乐。
And to cry as other people cry, to laugh with other people.
所以在这里就让我们特别的看到。
Over here we special see.
我们一个人，我们是不是有好果子，是跟你是不是跟耶稣基督的这个葡萄树有联系。
Whether we bear a good fruit depends on whether you have a good connection with Lord.
有的时候做基督徒的可能有好的行为，却没有结果子。
Sometimes being a Christian, they may do good work, but they no good fruit.
如果这种好的行为是出于虚荣自私的动机
，If your motivation is coming from selfish,
为了得人的称赞
，and want to get the praises from people.
出于肉体这种好行为，这是人从外表看到的。
And so those good behavior are shown outside.
并不能讨神的喜悦。
And this does not please God.
因此心不是新的生命的流露。
And that is not bearing the new life.
因此一个基督徒要有属灵的果子结出来，就要扎根在永生神的话语上。
So if we, as a Christian want to bear fruit, we have to put our heart into God's word.
只有这样，我们的行为才会不断的改变。
Only because this, our behavior will be able to transform.
我们才能够渐渐的多知道神。
And we can continue to know our Lord.
我们知道渐渐的多知道神，就是要认识神。
And how do we get to know more is to continue practice.
认识神是一个不断循环渐进的过程。
Knowing God is a process and transitional.
神对我们的认识是全知的。
God knows us all.
所以我们常常说，神知道我们的过去，知道我们的今天，也知道我们的将来。
God knows our past, knows our today, knows our future.
知道我们的一切。
He knows all about us.
但是我们对神的认识是渐渐认识的。
But when we know about God, we know it gradually.
一点一滴的积累的。
And just little by little bit.
在链子上面，我们不可能认识神的全部。
And we can't understand God.
在这个上面，我们不可能像神那样认识自己那么的深刻，像神认识我们那样认识我们自己那么的深刻。
And we will not know God as well as God knows us.
因为我们的神是无限的。
Because our God is unlimited.
我们是有限的。
And we are limited.
我们有限的头脑不可能完全吃透无限的神。
Our limited brain cannot understand unlimited God.
但是神给我们人有这个脑子，我们就能够有这个权利，慢慢的、渐渐的多知道神。
But God gives us the brain, let us to know God.
所以为什么很多的弟兄姐妹讲，哎呀，这个圣经我好像以前读过啊，好像又忘了，但是我这次读的时候，我有很深的体会。
So why a lot of time we hear brothers and sisters say that when we and read some Bible, we don't understand before, but now I understand now.
这是因为我们的生命开始成长了。
Because there's growth in our life.
那在这里讲，要渐渐的多知道神，就是要通过在一切的善事上多结果子。
Over here, say increasing the knowledge of God by bearing fruit in every good work.
也就是讲，我们开始说那样，我们不仅要明白神的旨意，要行在他的旨意中。
Just like we say, we not only need to know him, but also walk in him.
有些的老弟兄们跟我建议说，我们的查经班是查经是比较多，但是联系实际的地方不是很多。
And I sometimes heard feedback from brothers saying that our Bible study have a lot of reading of Bible, but doesn't have connection.
确实这一点非常的重要。
So this is actually very important.
因为我们每一个人只有在互相的帮助和互相生活的体验的中间，才能够一步一步的大家搀起手来共同前进。
Because we have to share from our experience and gather together for us to get to know God more.
所以这也是我们教会在整个的结构上的一种缺陷。
And this is one of the shortcoming of the church structure.
因为我们都比较重视星期晚上的查经，因为我们重视查经的时候，因为我们没有很完善的基督徒的信仰的教育。
And so sometimes we focus too much about Bible study, but we didn't focus about fully extend Christian education.
因为我们缺乏一步一步怎么让一个初信的弟兄姐妹一步一步成长，我们的主日学确实要有很大的改善。
And we have to lead our brother and sister, particularly new ones, to learn about God.
所以这也是我们做长老们的责任。
And this is our responsibility.
所以我们从新的一年开始，我们就要在这个方面给弟兄姐妹创造一个属灵成长的环境。
So in this new year, we want to create an environment for our brother and sister grow in the spirit.
特别是我们很多的弟兄姐妹多是有很高的学历，所以今天查经的时候，我们到网上搜点资料都能够说一说。
And a lot of brothers and sisters have very high knowledge, and you can probably search a lot of information online.
有的时候说一说的时候还说得真起来了。
And sometimes when they talk about things, make it real.
如果我们多想一想，说这句话对我今天的行为有什么实际的指导意义的时候，我们行出来的时候。
So, but when we put that examination into our daily life,
这才是这里讲的要多知道神。
And this is what is saying over here.
我们刚才读的圣经里边第九节也讲过要多知道神。
And in the early reading, it's also talk about knowledge of God.
在第十节里边又讲到要多知道神。
In the tenth, repeat that again.
在地球界里边讲的是一个范围。
In the ninth verse, it talks about the area.
地球界讲说，我们明白神，明白神的旨意，这是讲一个范围。
So in the ninth verse, it talks about the area of knowing God.
在这里讲的是，我们知道神的旨意这个范围，那我们应该怎么样在神旨意的指引下行出来？
And now over here talking about how to really practice under His will.
我们都知道，我们华盛顿地区有两个季节。
So we know in Washington there are two seasons.
现在是雨季。
Now it's the rainy season.
外边雨常常下，所以植物就长得特别的茂盛。
And because the rain, the plants are fully grow.
因此，我们要认识神的话，认识神和神的话，使我们的属灵的生命就能够不断的成长。
So we gotta know God's word. So let us to grow in spirit.
因此，我们要常常的想一想，我们在结善果上面，多多的结果子上面，我们结了多少？
We have to constantly examine ourselves how much good fruit we have bearing.
我们有没有把握机会去行善呢？
Have we taken the opportunity to do good work?
常常的，当我回想这些事情的时候，用这些对照的时候，我觉得非常的惭愧。
I feel sad that when I examine through all this guidance.
传道人要在爱里边来带领弟兄姐妹。
Being a pastor, I have to lead brother sister with love.
但是这也是我在那些年的跟弟兄姐妹的相处的中间，我认识到我这方面是非常不够。
And from our experience with brother sister in the past, I know that's my shortcoming.
所以我们在新的一年里边，我们要一起来看看神的话，一起在神的话的话语的上面结出果子来。
So in this new year, we have to read God's word together.
让我们的信和我们的行结合在一起。
Let our belief consistent with our behavior.
接下来我们再看看保罗继续的为他们是怎么祷告。
Let's continue to see how Paul pray.
他说要在列上加列。忍耐宽容。
He said to be strengthened with great power, endurance, and patience.
神其实这么说的，他说叫他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
In the first 11 says, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious mind for all endurance and patience with joy.
在这里边讲到的忍耐是对的事情。
Over here, talk about patience is toward things.
宽容是对着人。
The forgiveness is toward people.
在这里讲，你忍耐和宽容的话呢，是要欢欢喜喜。
And over here say that when you do that, you have to bear with joy.
不仅是欢欢喜喜，而且是凡事上欢欢喜喜的忍耐和宽容。
Not just joy, but for all endurance in patience with joy.
如果我们平心静气讲的话，这个是不是很难？
If we examine ourselves, is it hard?
很多的时候，我们能够忍耐一时，但很难忍耐长久。
Most of the time, we can be patient for a little bit, but not for a long time.
我们能够宽容一个人，说 OK, 我宽容你了。但是心里边是不是真正的宽容，只有神知道，你自己知道。
Sometimes we tell people we forgive them, but whether there's a true forgiveness only between you and God.
在这里的时候，我们要知道，耶保罗这个祷告的时候讲的是忍耐，忍耐是因着信心、爱心和盼望生出来的忍耐。
So over here it says that being patient is coming from belief.
宽容指的是宽容一些很难相处的人。
And then being patient, forgiveness is for those people is hard.
让我们看一段短短的视频，然后我们再继续的来讲忍耐。
Let's look at video together.
Thank you. 那是一个2016年奥林匹克运动会上的一段的视频。
And this is a video in 2016 Olympic.
So we're just about all set for the second heat in the women's 5,000 metres. All eyes will be on Alma Zayana, the new world record holder over 10,000 metres. Nikki Hamlin there, she's had a Commonwealth medal over the years. D'Agostino of the USA giving the camera a little wave. Ayano is now leading the backstroke, but the roots of the pack has just entered the backstroke. Oops, there's a tail at the back of the field here, there's a couple of runners down. And the other athlete who has fallen has decided to stop back there with her. And she's in a lot of trouble, D'Agostino. It's D'Agostino and Nikki Hamlin. Hamlin stumbles on the inside line and then a really nasty fall and an ankle problem there for D'Agostino.
The American was initially showing more concern and then realized how much pain she was in.
D'Agostino is going to finish this race. It's going to be a very, very painful mile for the American. Brave performance to carry on. D'Agostino is being passed now by Alma Zayana. Emotional finish to her race, which will come way after the top five qualifiers. Abby D'Agostino, tears of frustration, and maybe hopefully one day she will look back on this as a moment of great pride, embraced by the woman whose aspirations also came to an end. The ankle clearly hurting. As she decided to finish the race, and that is the very embodiment of the Olympic spirit, alive and well here in Rio in 2016.
这是一场很短的视频。
And it's a very short video.
我们看到什么呢？
What do you see in this video?
这是2016年奥林匹克运动会上的女子500米赛跑的预赛。
It's the 500 meter competition in 2016 Olympic.
我们看到那么多运动员一起跑的时候，有新西兰的运动员 Nikki Hamlin 跌倒了。
And as we see among all the women compete, and Nikki fall.
跌倒以后，跟在她旁边的是一个美国运动员。
After she fell, beside her is American athlete.
她的名字叫 Abby Destino. Abby Destino.
Her name is Abby Destino.
她为了要不马上踩到跌倒的那个新西兰的运动员，所以她也被绊倒了。
And because he stepped on the person who fell before her, and she fell too.
后来我们看到什么？
What do we see later?
美国运动员没有马上跑，马上站起来跑。
The American athlete does not get up and run away.
而是他很小心地把那个跌倒的新西兰的运动员扶起来。
But she takes time to pick up the other person who fell.
但是因为美国运动员那个绊倒绊得很厉害，你看他后边在跑的时候就一拐一拐的他的右腿。
And because of fall, she had injury.
当美国运动员跌倒的时候，那个新西兰运动员又来过来搀扶他。
And when this American athlete fell, the New Zealand athlete came to pick her up.
正因为他们互相的鼓励，所以他们两个人都跑到了终点。
Because their encouragement of each other, they get to the finish line.
在那个影片里边，我们看到这里边影片说，这就是奥林匹克的精神，不是为了那个奖牌，而是为了那个同一个目标一起前进。
In the video, we see the true Olympic spirit, not for the medal.
在那个场上面，你说他跌倒了，疼不疼？肯定很疼。
In that situation, is they must feel very hurtful.
他们两个人多忍耐，一直跑往终点。
But they all bearing and patiently finish the race.
他们两个人是搀扶着，用手搀扶着，跑完终点。
And they hold each other and finish the race.
我们今天，当我们在侍奉的时候，当我们在属灵的征战里边，当我们在每天生命成长的路上面，我们有软弱的时候，我们有下垂的时候。
In our spirit growth, there is fighting, and we get to hold each other.
我们用什么能够搀扶每一个互相搀扶呢？
What can we do to hold each other up?
我们用祷告互相的搀扶。
We hold each other up with prayers.
所以为什么说我们这次讲到一开始就是说要建立合神心意的教会要从祷告开始。
And this is why we say that building a church in God's will coming from prayers.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brother and sister.
神的话是真实的。
God's word is truth.
在这里特别讲到说，要什么各样的事上力上加力。
Over here it says that strengthen with all power.
而且前面就是讲说，照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的事上力上加力。
Especially talk about according his glorious might.
因此这里特别强调说，不是靠着我们自己的力量，乃是靠着上帝给我们的力量。
So over especially say it's not coming from our own power, but from God's power.
因此我们常常的要想一想我们所灵生命的成长到哪个阶段。
So most of the time we have to examine ourselves, where are we in the spiritual growth?
我们常常说一个人信主以后是一个婴孩阶段开始了。
So a lot of time we say that when you become a Christian, you are like baby.
婴孩什么？婴孩是吃奶。
Baby have to drink milk.
那婴孩的讲，在属灵的成长里面来讲，他知道我是因耶稣得救。
Like a baby in Christian, we know that we are saved by Christ.
我知道有盼望。
We know there is belief.
我知道耶稣救我，让我成圣，让我称义了。
And we know that God saved us.
这个都是保罗在讲的什么？是一个开端。
And all this are like Paul said, it's the beginning.
那我们就要在开端上不能停留在里边，而要继续的前进。
And we can't just stall in the beginning. We have to continue marching.
那我们怎么表现你是常常怎么表现你的生命在不断的成熟呢？
How can we show that our maturity?
那我们就在凡事上要什么谦卑顺服。
Everything we have to be humble and obey.
在凡事上我们要忍耐宽容。
Everything we have to be patient and forgive.
我们要知道怎么样过一个教会的生活。
We have to know how to have a church life.
这就是我们每一个人在属灵生命上慢慢成长的标志。
And those are the remarks of our growth in spirit.
因此这就是我们如何成为一个合神心意的人的一个标志。
And those are the remark of how become the person God please.
在这里虽然说忍耐宽容要欢欢喜喜一而凡事人是没有办法完成的。
Overseers say all endurance and patience with joy. Sometimes it's hard for people to accomplish that.
但是神加给我们力量我们就能够往前走生命就能够成长
But God give us the power so we can continue in this path
因为他从死里复活的大能给我们立上加力。
Because with his resurrection, he regained power and gave to us.
因此我们能够凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐，这是可以做到的。
So we can do it to bear endurance patience with joy.
因此我也是这样，跟弟兄们也是一样，我们要常常的要去反省反省我们自己，我们的生命中有忍耐宽容吗？
So I have to do it with brother and sister, examine myself where I have forgiveness and patience.
我们能够凡事忍耐宽容吗？
Can we have forgiveness and patience for all?
我们有什么事情，有什么人是不能你去忍耐宽容的呢？
Is there anything that we cannot be patient or forgive?
求主加给我们的量，能够活出这样一个美好的生命。
We ask for God to give us power to live this kind of life.
保罗不仅仅是为哥罗西圣徒们祈求。
Over here, Paul not only prayed for Colossian churches.
而且他也转而为哥罗西基督徒的弟兄姐妹们，也是为我们今天来向上帝献上感谢。
He also gives thanksgiving for us for today.
保罗的祈求有两个方面，保罗感谢有两个方面。
Paul have two points for thanks.
一个是要感谢说，我们这些本是外邦人的人，跟犹太的选民，上帝的选民，犹太人同的基业。
And the first thing thankful is, as even as foreigner, we get to share the same inheritance.
我们来看看这几节的经文。又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救我们脱离了黑暗的权势，把我们迁到爱子的国度。我们在他爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
在这里讲到了同得基业，就是哥罗西的圣徒分和在神家里边的圣徒一起分享基业的权利。
Over here says share inheritance and talk about people inheritance and share the same inheritance with all other Christians.
这段话是跟使徒行传里的26章18节。
And this chapter correlates with Acts 28:18.
当时保罗在使徒行传26章18节里边对亚基伯王讲了一段话是非常相似的。
It's similar to in Acts 26:18 as the talk between the king.
所以他的那段话的意思呢，是说要叫每一个人，就是对那个亚基伯王讲，要叫他眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明。
As in that scripture, it also says that everybody open their eye and to leave the darkness.
从撒旦的权下被迁到了爱子的国度。
And getting away from the power of sin and going to the love son's heaven.
罪的赦免和成圣的人同着基业。
And forgive their sins and to have the same inheritance with the righteousness.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们做基督徒的，我们第一个得到的权利，就是上帝赐给我们这些做外邦人的，能够和上帝拣选的选子民分享基业。
So one of our privilege of being a Christian is we have the same inheritance as those people being selected by God.
犹太人一向就是上帝的选民。
And Jewish people are the selected people for God.
这里是告诉我们说，这个选民的大门已经向全人类敞开了。
Over here, he says that the selection not limited to Jew but to everybody.
只要人信耶稣， 只要能在耶稣基督里边悔改认罪，就能够成为神家里的人。
As long as you believe in Christ, you repent, and you believe in His Holy Spirit, you get to be in His family.
就能够在神的家里边同得基业。
You get to have the God's family's inheritance.
第二个，在这里我们要注意的是。
The second point.
被牵到了爱子的国里边。
To bring us to the kingdom of his beloved son.
这里如果说你仔细的来读的话呢，用通俗的话来讲，就是上帝已经带领我们进入他爱子的国里了。
In other words, that God bring us to his kingdom of beloved son.
在这里讲说把我们牵到爱子的国度。
Over here it says, transfer us to the kingdom of his beloved son.
这个牵字在希腊文里边是有一个特别的用处的。
There's special meaning for the transfer in Hebrew.
什么意思呢？就是保罗讲这句话的时候，以色列人肯定就想到了他们自己的历史。
So just think about when people heard Paul's words, they can think about their history.
在古代的时候，当一个国家战备了另一个国家的时候，习惯上把战备国的打败仗的那些人民就加上锁链，把他们驱送进入到的是的进入到那个战胜国的疆土。
So in the history, after the battle, the country, the people of the country that been defeated will get a chain and bring it to the winning country's temple.
所以你在圣经的时候，你能够注意到犹太人北方的王国曾经被带到亚述国。
So in the Bible history, you can see that Jew actually have experience of being defeated.
南方的王国被迁往了巴比伦。
The south country and then have taken to the north.
这就是这里保罗的意思，就是说上帝把基督徒迁到了他自己的国度里边。
And just like what Paul says over here, that God bring Christian to his own country.
在这里我们注意到，不仅仅是一个迁移，是包括拯救在内。
Over here, we pay attention not only the transfer, but also salvation.
这里边指被从黑暗的中间迁移到光明的中间。
Over here, you can see from darkness transfer to bright.
人若没有上帝，我们就在黑暗中摸索。
If we don't have God, we have searched in the dark.
我们都会跌倒。
We fall.
我们不知道做什么，也不知道朝哪个方向前进。
We lose our direction.
因此生活就会充满着怀疑和愚昧。
And so there's a lot of stupid things we do, and we have a lot of doubt.
因此有人说，耶稣基督的真光照亮我们的时候，就像黎明的光冲破了黑暗一样。
A lot of people say that Jesus' light to us is just like the morning light, break the dark.
因此，当我们信耶稣以后，我们就在耶稣的基督的里边，他把光赐给我们。
So when we believe in Christ, God.
我们就在他的光中行。
We are walking in the light.
即使经过死亡的冰河，我们相信有一天我们在光中跟主耶稣相会。
Even we go through death, we're able to walk in the light and meet with our Lord.
第二个我们要注意的是，把我们迁到爱子的国度的时候，是讲到有奴隶进入到自由。
So over here, transfer to the kingdom of beloved son also talk about from slavery to freedom.
因此是耶稣基督使我们从不自由得到自由。
So the Jesus Christ have given us the freedom.
唯有在耶稣基督的里边，我们才能够得拯救。
Only in Jesus Christ we got a salvation.
另外，这里边也讲到，我们的救赎是从被定罪而得到了饶恕，这也是一个迁移。
So our salvation coming from naming the sin and the transformation.
因此当一人犯罪以后，除了上帝的定罪以外，他不配得到任何的东西。
So after people sin, they've been judged by God and do not deserve anything.
但是现在，当耶稣基督在十字架上死了、复活了
，But because Christ's death and resurrection,
我们就信主的，我们就发现上帝的爱和饶恕就在我们的身上。
And as a Christian, we experience God's forgiveness and love.
因此，我们每一个做基督徒的，我们知道，我们不再是上帝审判台前的罪犯。
And as a Christian, we know that we are not the sinner in front of God.
而是上帝失而复得的儿子。
But other than the being called the son, that coming back home.
上帝父亲的家门是时刻为我们敞开的。
God's door is always open for us.
我记得在我们中间姐妹们查经曾经查过大儿子小儿子的那段圣经。
I remember in the sister group that we have studied the scripture about the big son and the younger son.
我们常常呢会有一种觉得好像那个放到无度的那个小儿子是要回到神的家里边去。
A lot of time we thought about ourselves become the younger son who is not obeyed but still able to come back home.
如果你仔细思想的话，那个大儿子虽然在神的家，他的心是不是向着神呢？向着父亲呢？
But you think about the older son, even though he's in God's home, but is his heart toward?
因此我们讲神的家的大门是敞开的意思，就是说我们很多的时候，我们在神的家中，我们所言所行并不讨神喜悦。
So when I talk about in God's home, he says that a lot of time we do things or say things does not please God.
另外还有一点，请我们注意到，他这边讲迁移的时候，是讲从撒旦的权势下进入上帝国度的迁移。
So another thing we pay attention over transfer is transfer from Satan's to God's heaven.
因此人可以借着耶稣基督都从撒旦的捆绑下面得到释放。
So because Jesus Christ was able to be released from Satan's bondage.
成为上帝国的公民。
Become the citizen in God's word.
正如地上胜利的君主可以把政府的人迁到新的国土去。
Just like on the earth that the king can bring the person from a different location.
同样上帝也因着他的大能得胜的大能把人从黑暗和罪恶的权势下解救出来。
The same thing God has bring us from darkness and release us, give us freedom.
迁到圣洁和光明的国度。
Bring to the world with holy and light.
今天讲上帝圣洁的时候，我们是讲的太少了。
And we may not talk much about God's holiness.
我们常常要思想，我在上帝的面前是不是一个圣洁的人呢？
But we have to constantly examine ourselves whether we are holy in front of God.
我们知道这是我们要常常思想的，因为神说他是圣洁的，所以他也要求他的子民圣洁。
We have constant examine ourselves because he say he is holy and he want his people to be holy.
当我们今天来学习这些神的话语的时候，
Today we study God's word.
我们可以这样的来提醒我们自己。
We have to remind ourselves.
我们要知道神的旨意。
To see God's will.
我们要行事为人蒙他喜悦，多结果子。
We have to learn how to please Him to bear fruit.
这是我们每一个人都希望的。
This is all we wish for.
我们就要即刻的、恒切的祷告。
We all need immediate and constant pray.
同时，我们要为已经出黑暗入光明。
We also focus come out of darkness to the light.
罪的事蒙救赎。
Forgive the sin to be redeemed.
得基业进国度。
Gain inheritance and enter the kingdom of the Lord.
常存感恩的心。
We all need to be grateful.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Father, we're thankful for you.
你的话语是何等的有力量。
Your word is very powerful.
希拉保罗留下这一段的祷告是何等的对我们有帮助。
And we learn a lot from Paul's prayer.
让我们一起每件事 每天每时都要明白上帝你的心意是什么。
So every day we have to learn God's will.
让我们行在上帝的光中结出圣灵的果子。
Let's walk in God's light, bearing the spirit of fruit.
让我们在生活的中间，在每天的行事为人中间，渐渐的多知道神。
In our daily life, we ask to know you more.
因为你是把我们迁到了爱子的国度。
Because you transfer us to the kingdom of beloved Son.
让你儿子成了我们的表率。
Your Son is our example.
因为他的儿子是怎么样听从父神
Because your son fully obey you.
这样的顺服，这样的圣洁
Obeying and holy.
让他的榜样成为我们每天的激励
Let him be the example of our daily life.
我们感谢主，你既在我们身上动了善功，你这个功必要成就。
We are grateful for the work you have done to us.
让我们一起向主献上感恩。
Let's give our thankfulness to God.
主啊，我们愿你天天的带领我们走那你所给我们定下成为圣洁的道路。
Lord, we ask you to lead us in that holy road.
我们感谢你。
We are grateful for you.
我们这样一起的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.